Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it in Bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. You know the drama is never
ending. Don't let it get the best of you. Right. Hello, everybody.
Would like to welcome you back to the podcast. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Come on in.
Welcome. Take a seat. My belly just rumbled.
Welcome to the bathroom. Well, did you get up an hour early and have your slow morning and your breakfast?
No, I
didn't. Like we spoke
well,
about
I
last
woke
week.
Up quite nasal.
Right.
And quite...
Need a
strepsil? The throat was dry. Mm. So I thought, no, I'm just going to...
Have some extra minutes in bed.
Yes.
Take
and
the rest.
I thought, I'm going to have breakfast later and I'm going to have a green tea with honey.
Lovely.
And it, because I thought I just need to drink this before I consume any food.
Absolutely.
Although sometimes, you know, when you have a scratchy throat and eating food is nice because it scratches your throat for you. Do you know what
I've never experienced that, I'll be honest.
So say I was having my huge rye bread, toast a bit of rye bread with some boiled eggs. Bit of a scratchiness going down the throat.
Oh my God, that sounds horrible.
Is really soothing too. Because there's nothing rewarding when you're sipping water when you've got a sore throat. It feels almost...
But it's gentle, not water, but a hot drink. It's
soothing. Oh, yes, a hot drink.
It's gentle.
It's lovely.
And it's like... Oh, it's like a hot water bottle. Yeah.
But you've never experienced a bit of sharpness in the throat. It's nice.
Never.
That's interesting. Other people know what I'm talking about.
I hope so.
It's just like you're like, oh, it just kind of scratches it for you. Anyway.
Don't know. Can't really relate to that.
All right.
But welcome back, everybody.
It's still January. We're still thriving.
I'd like to think we're over the worst
hump.
Of it.
The hump.
To be honest. We're back. We're in a routine. You
Has
know,
everyone,
it's hard getting back to it, isn't
hard,
it?
It's hard. I tell you that. It's hard.
Those alarms. I'm not used to it.
Oh,
it's tough.
It gave me a jump scare in the morning.
Yeah. It's tough.
I need to, do you know what? I want to buy a sunset lamp.
A sunrise that wakes up, lamp.
But the only issue in my bedroom is it's so light. Already,
because you've got those thin
because I've got thin curtains.
Yeah,
but so it would only really work in like a dark room.
I need one of those.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you hear my belly?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Sunset
to
lamp.
Be woken up by the
yes.
light.
Has everyone made their vision boards?
Yes.
Good. I'm halfway through.
Yeah,
I was struggling I was trying to pull together some bits.
Yeah, I did a bit on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Made some vision boards. I like to make a list in my phone.
Oh, a list. It's good. Compartmentalize.
Goals, you know, specifics. And then the vision board is more just of like things that I think, oh, that looks nice. Oh, yeah, that kind of relates to my goal, blah, 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 blah. But I am more of a list person. I've got lists on my phone from like 2018.
Yeah. I'll actually make a list.
Yeah, you do
and
that.
Then search for the
corresponding images. Absolutely.
In Pinterest.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
If you've not made your vision board yet, why not? Take it away.
I look back and
I enjoy it.
I have two from past years because they're all on my iPad.
Yeah. It's
I've
nice
this iPad
back.
For like 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's nice looking back. Yeah. Because you're thinking, oh, that was... Yeah. I used to have quotes on them.
Me too. Which I've got some quotes on mine.
Yeah. Some new ones.
Yeah, some new ones.
I'll take my... I mean, as long as you get it done in Jan. Yeah. You know, there's no rush.
And you always add to it. You take things off. You can take things off. You know, it's off. Just something that's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, it's just meant to be a fun thing.
Yeah, it's meant to be fun.
Right. Okay, so question of the week.
So we're getting into it this week, everybody. We're in our new set still, which we hope you all like it. We hope you all like our new thumbnail.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the new thumbnail?
Have you noticed?
We shot that ourselves.
Do we look more mature? Because everyone told us we look like children in the old one. You know, we've grown, we've matured. Yeah, it feels
we're women.
It feels like we're women.
Right.
You know, the boobs, the lips, you know, the central stare. Just, you know, the updated
new vibes.
You know, that we've got the actual logo on it.
Yes,
you know?
A bit more sleek.
And we don't have the fuckboy callings. You know, I think fuck that. No fuckboys are calling us. Calling absolutely me. Not.
No, don't.
You know,
so.
We ain't got no time for, like, they shouldn't even be allowed to call.
Mm.
They should just be blocked. Nothing should even be coming through.
You shouldn't have access.
No, like, there should be none of that.
Access denied.
So we thought we'd scrap that.
Get rid of that.
As well.
Just go with us two in our bras.
Yeah.
So we hope you like it.
It's just giving sensual and mature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, so welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in again. Happy Wednesday. We're kicking things
off. We've
got
a good question of the week, I tell you.
The question of the week.
Now, don't be shocked.
You may have seen this and thought, what the fuck are these two girls talking about?
But we have reason why we asked it, because it's going to lead on to a dilemma one of you guys about.
So just put your faith in us.
Yeah.
And let us do our thing, all right?
Transport yourself to a place where this could be possible.
But there's a realm where...
There's a realm
you
where...
You could be down for this.
Not in my realm,
but you never know.
If it was, yeah, exactly. Expect the unexpected in this life.
That's what we're here for in 2023.
You never know what's going to happen genuinely.
You never know what's around the corner.
Right.
So, question of the week. Have you ever wanted your partner to sleep with someone else?
Now, listen, it's 2023. We're stepping it up.
We're stepping
right,
it up.
In terms of the poll, I would say majority are saying no. But I do think there'll be like 10-15% who are like, yeah. Am I correct?
4%.
Fuck!
I don't think we've ever had such extreme results. 4%. Yes, I have my reasons.
Stop! I need to hear the responses.
96 are saying eh?
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, I'm with the air, no way. But... when you hear the first dilemma, you'll be like, do you know what? That actually honestly makes a bit of sense.
Absolutely. So some of you girls have replied, some of you girls and boys. So I'm going to read what we've got. Trying to work out what scenario anyone would want this. Even reading the question makes me feel sick. Someone's put, sorry, what? Purely so I have a reason to break up with them.
I know. I was going to think that because... we've said before, you know, when you want to break up with someone, you just wish they cheat on you.
You
just want them to cheat on
Please
you.
Please fucking cheat on me so I've got a reason to
yes,
break up
that
with
I
you.
Yes, I can be angry with you instead of like still loving you.
And feeling guilty. And feeling like the mean one.
Like I want to feel like I made the right decision. So it's like, just cheat on me so I can just get rid of a cheater.
I was so damn done with that boy and he needed an excuse to get rid.
Yeah, it's an excuse to get rid. But then I know in this day and age, you know, people are exploring all sorts. You know, you go to all these sex parties with Absolutely. Your couples and people are, you know, and you want people to, you want to watch your boyfriend do something or he wants to watch. I mean, it's, you know, that shit happens.
I considered giving my long-term boyfriend a hall pass
Stop.
When I was younger, as Stop. I had slept with other people and he hadn't.
Stop.
This links to our first dilemma.
Oh.
He was obviously self-conscious about it, but I didn't go through with it in the end, as I knew it would upset me.
A hall pass.
He ended up cheating on me a few years down the line, and I often have wondered if this was a factor.
You reckon?
Okay.
Because, I mean, did he just see it as like, needing to gain experience. What else is out there?
She's got one up. Like, she's compare got one me up. To these guys. I've got no comparison.
Yeah, like...
Yes, I was so done with the relationship, but he wouldn't let me leave. I wanted him to sleep with someone else so I could be set free. I finally left him after a year and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I finally left him a year and a half ago. He made it so hard for me. Met the man of my dreams 6 months ago and couldn't be happier. Aww. Would not want him to sleep with someone else.
Yeah.
My partner and I are swingers.
Ah, here we go.
We don't do it often and have only actually had one threesome. Yeah. But we have been to a few swingers clubs and yeah. It is so fun. Whoa. We get off on watching other people do it. It's like real life porn. Not everyone likes it, but it spices up our sex
life. So
are
they not getting involved? But they've had one threesome.
They've had one threesome.
Yeah, because you know what popped up on my TikTok?
Oh my God, wait, I've got a story.
Go on.
So I... This is so funny. So I know someone who slept with a married woman. So he was in a bar.
Oh my goodness.
And he met this couple. And the woman, and the apparently he was like, the couple just gave me this like
sexual vibe.
And the husband was very like, yeah, isn't my wife? She's so hot, isn't she? Blah, 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 blah. And apparently he was like so drunk and like he's just come out of a relationship and he was like, oh, I'm just going to go for it. And he slept with this woman while the husband sat in the room and watched.
Fuck off. He was getting off on that shit.
Yeah, he was.
Oh my goodness.
So it's
totally a thing.
Yeah.
Because it makes him feel like, oh, I've got this sexy wife.
Yeah, but she was saying to her, while they were having sex, she was speaking to her husband.
Saying what?
Being like, you're not as good as this. Like, ew. This is so much better.
Whoa.
And that's what he likes.
That's what he likes.
He wanted to be talked down to fucking and be like, you're hell. Pathetic. Like, look at this. Like, you can't do
love
it like
that.
This. And yeah, what an experience.
Wow. And he was like, oh. Yeah. Oh. You know, fucking
yeah,
wow.
Spicing it up, you know. They were an older couple, yeah, and they were looking for a good time.
Yeah, because on my TikTok, so this girl popped up. It was like day in the life, I'm going to a sex party tonight, you know, day mm-hmm. in the life. She's paying thousands of pounds to attend the sex party.
Wow.
In New York.
Wow.
But then she went to another one and it was hosted by a friend, so she got in for free.
Mm.
And they're just going there and having a whale of a time.
Wow.
Couples, I couldn't
adventure.
Really imagine it, but I think it's just everywhere,
mm.
isn't it?
There's one where in our hometown.
Is there?
Yeah.
Where? How do you know that?
I used to know someone who would go.
With a boyfriend?
Or is a single lady? No, she went with another girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, guys.
Yeah.
If you fancy
she
it.
She invited me once
there.
And I was like, ooh.
I'm sure you
scared,
could just Google it.
Yeah.
You know, sex party
it's
near
the whole
me.
World.
You know, maybe some, you know, in the smaller towns, maybe the entrance fees are not as much.
Mm. Okay.
But I think you're paying a lot for it to be hush
private
hush.
And
because it's like there's
because
big
you want to see
in
these
here.
People in the street, yes. And not be like, oh, hi, I know you from
don't
blah, blah, blah.
You show up with a mask on
you're,
like a,
you're
with,
also
with like
paying,
a masquerade and it's like yeah, you don't know me.
It's quite sexy. It's kind of fun. It's like mysterious.
Goodness. Mm. Well, yeah, because think if there's like a, you know, very
you're paying
successful.
For privacy, aren't you?
Yes, you don't want people saying, oh, well, I saw Helen at this sex party at the weekend.
Yes.
What were you doing there, Helen? And then you're like, I don't really want everyone to know. You know, and yeah, Susan, weren't you at that sex party? And you're just like, you know, you want it to be private. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
You don't want, you know, to be, where did I see?
Yeah,
were
you look so familiar.
I saw
you
her.
You look so familiar.
Yeah, and then you're like, if you want to keep it, but I'm sure people are very open about it. Like that girl on TikTok, she's obviously talking about it.
So this relates to our first dilemma.
Yes.
So we're going to dive in. Baby. Help. I want my boyfriend to sleep with someone else.
Scandalous.
Hi, girls. I have a bit of an odd one for you. I've been with my boyfriend now for 3.5 years.
Goodness.
We are super happy.
Good.
He's moved into my mum's house with me.
Lovely.
And quit his job to get a new one close to us.
Lovely. So he's serious about you.
Mm-hmm. He's kind, caring, and there is no doubt in my mind that I trust him wholeheartedly.
Lovely.
There is one slight issue, though, which is nagging at me. When we got together, he was a virgin. He was 21 and I was 19, but I had slept with other people at uni.
Okay.
I was quite surprised that a guy that age was a virgin, but I didn't really think much of it, as a guy's character and how he treats me is way more important. Yep,
100%.
But now we are nearly 4 years in and talking about buying our own place, mm-hmm. and we've talked about marriage and he's talking about proposing, which is all super sweet. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, is me being the only person he's slept with going to be a problem in the future? We have a good sex life and he says he's satisfied, but what if one day he...
I'm satisfied with you, don't worry about it.
But what if one day he regrets not having slept with anyone else? I've told him in the past, if he wants to, we can make it happen and go on a break for a certain period of time.
Or go to a sex
But he
party.
Says he doesn't want to and he's happy.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm panicking about nothing because we are really happy. Mm. But what if we get 20 years down the line and he regrets not having explored more? What do I do?
So you've kind of got this like fear... in 5 years'
it's
time.
It's all well and good now.
It's all well and good now because it's that we're young, I'm super in love. But yeah, what happens in 7 years' time after I've had a baby and things aren't the same down there? Well, I don't fucking know.
Right.
And
are you then going to... The furniture's moved around a little bit.
And then are you suddenly going to be thinking, oh, well, I actually have never slept with anyone else. Mm. And then getting all curious about the lack of
or
women
even,
you've
like,
explored.
Someone catches your eye.
Yeah.
You know.
What if he start? I get the you're having like anxiety about it because even though he's saying one thing, you're scared of you're
being more of a realist, and you're thinking, well, it's all good and well you saying that now, but I don't know how you're gonna feel in
having
2 years,
not had that experience
this time next year, like,
which you know everyone. Need I mean no they don't because
no,
people
don't.
Wait till marriage and that's the thing and it's lovely but has he ever hinted at something? Because it's like, where has
not.
This come from?
Obviously not. She said to him, we can go on a break and you can, you know, go elsewhere if you want.
Yeah, well look, I don't fucking know. I think just
It's tricky.
Because
you're kind of worrying about something which hasn't even happened.
And you're overthinking.
Which may never happen.
It's a hypothetical situation.
It is.
He's never given you a reason to doubt him. He said, I love you. You know,
I have a great sex life.
I'm super satisfied. It's great. Why would I ever even want to explore? Like, he's so in love with you. You know, and when someone is so in love with someone, it's not even a thought. It's not even... a consideration.
You are enough.
You know, you're perfect. It's not even this, do I need to, you know, what's another vagina
like?
Look like? Well, I've not seen another pair of tits before. You know, he's
not got the curiosity.
His mind's not doing that, you know, but you're scared that it will in the future.
Mm.
I mean, look, you love him. He loves you.
What can you do?
You've got to trust. You've offered it. You said, look, should we just call it quits for a few months?
Maybe go to a sex party.
Go and explore. Look, if it's something you wouldn't mind, you know, exploring. Google sex party near me. Mm. I don't know. And you can go along.
Why don't you just go along?
I'm acting like we've done this before, but why you could just go along.
Show
and
up.
Watch maybe
just
maybe
observe.
You'll feel a bit satisfied if he's just watching something,
yeah,
and then so you'll feel like if he's experienced it out of body kind of thing
experience,
and then you two can
it's a tricky one to be in. And I think, but you know, worrying about something which hasn't happened yet,
it's one of the worst things.
I think it's something we all do, but I think it's such an unproductive use of time because it's literally pointless
because you're creating a false scenario. It's not
real. It doesn't exist.
He doesn't want to sleep with another woman. It doesn't exist.
It's almost like you're trying to self-sabotage.
Yeah.
You've got a good thing.
Yeah.
You're almost waiting for it to fall apart.
It's like you know, almost want him to go behind your back and cheat on you. Mm. And then so you can break up with him or some shit. Mm. You know?
And I think, you know, cross this bridge if and when you get to it.
Yes.
Right now you're not there. He's very happy with you. He loves you.
You just moved
you're
in together.
You're the only person he's slept with. Bingo. Really?
Bingo.
Like, you know, it's all happy days.
Show him what he's got.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think if this ever comes up in the future where, I mean, you never know, this time next year he might be like, things can change very quickly.
Things shift.
And you've obviously made it very it's obviously something that you've spoken about. You've said, you know, you've not slept with anyone else before. Like, how does that make you feel?
He knows
blah, blah, blah.
Your concerns.
You know, he knows it's a topic that can be spoken about. So you never know. He might come to you in the future and might have a concern and I don't know. Or look, it might never come up.
It's kind of good that you have expressed it to him so that if he ever does feel...
He feels like it's a safe space to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's going to come to you and say, look, babe, I have been thinking and maybe I do need to... have a look at, you know, some other, you know, things going on. And then you'll actually appreciate the honesty.
You've created an honest environment for this communication.
So he's not going to go behind your back and cheat on you.
No.
You know, and look, it's like...
maybe just like a strip club would...
Yeah, what... Yeah, just with different boobs.
Yeah. But he doesn't even want to. Why are you pushing your boyfriend into a strip club?
It's literally fine. It's like when...
So cross the bridge when and if you get to it. You're not there yet. You might never get there.
It's like when me and Sophia say, like, look, if someone's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you.
Yeah.
So it's like, but so don't worry about it because, like, let them.
It's out of your control.
So if he wants to sleep with another woman, then I'm sure he'll go about it and he will. But right now he doesn't
but
want
to. But he doesn't.
To.
And he may never.
And he may never. So just don't worry about it until he gives you good reason to, you know. Look, he's super satisfied with you. Let's just be happy about that.
Let's not try and make problems where there aren't
any. Yeah.
But I can see how this would be making you...
Oh, I think, yeah.
Because you maybe feel like, you've not really blown off steam. You've not had those wild days where you've just like, you know, done this and this and this and got it. You've not got it out your system.
Yes.
But for some people, that's not even a concept. It doesn't even exist. Like,
exactly. Maybe he did it in his own way, you know.
Right.
He definitely has his own way of going about things. I think he... You know,
he's a happy guy.
He's not concerned about anything. I think
leave him to it.
You know,
there we go.
Yeah. Baby. Oh, here we go. The struggles of being a PT's girlfriend. Now, listen, my mum back in the day.
Stop. What are you about to say?
No. But, you know, I feel like. You know, where I used to go to the gym.
Oh, that was incest.
It was quite a clicky, you know, it was quite like...
Mums sleeping with trainers.
Anyway, mum said all the married women would sleep with the PTs.
Wow.
And I'm talking about you.
Cut that out.
Okay, I just said the name of the establishment. I won't say that. But they would all sleeping with the PTs and it would get messy. Obviously, my mother never got involved.
But remember when the girl that was in our year at school slept with that PT who was married when she was like 19?
Yes.
And he was married with kids.
Yes.
Like on his desk.
So I understand that fear of like your boyfriend being a PT, being around squatters and, you know, sexy, you know, shit.
Everyone's in their leggings.
There's something in the air in a
gym.
There is something in the air.
Absolutely.
You know, and I've witnessed, you know, at that gym. Years ago, but yeah, men, the PTs, PT and the women. Yeah. And I can see it.
I know.
It's all, I can see it.
What is it about the gym environment that does this to people?
I think it's like getting a PT that you think's sexy and it's almost like...
And he's like working you on your body, your physique.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're looking good. There's little compliments there that...
Something about it.
Yeah, so what an environment.
Anyway, so like, I understand...
Yeah, if my boyfriend was a PT, I think I'd be quite stressed as well.
Especially if he was PTing women.
I'd be quite stressed.
Even if you're super, super, super secure, that's got to nibble at you.
There's something.
Anyway.
I wonder why. We need to break that down.
It's got to be, it's pheromones. It's got to be something floating around. Yeah. It's the sweat in the air. Isn't that like pheromones?
And everyone's in there,
you're
like
smelling.
And everyone kind of feels good because they're at the gym.
Yeah, and it's the pump. It's like, look at my pump on my arm.
And it's kind of like, we're all kind of here, but there's not much speed. I don't know. It's all that like icon. It's all that sight. I don't know.
It's like icons. It's like, I'm not speaking to you, but you can see, you know, I'm working out. I don't know. Right, so I'd really appreciate some advice on my current situation I find myself in with my boyfriend. Let's call him Brian. To start off, he's a personal trainer and goes to the gym most days. Brian and I don't usually work out together on the weekdays, but every Saturday we go to the gym together as we both have free schedules most Saturdays.
Okay, nice. So you're going to the gym. This is my boyfriend. I'm here every Saturday with him. We're a couple. We work out together.
Yeah. It's off the bat, great sign he's not
that he's
hiding,
bringing you into yes, that environment.
And he's not hiding you from the gym that he works at.
Yes.
That would be an issue if yes. you would never been to this gym he works at. You don't know who's there.
No.
You know what's going on.
Do the colleagues know you've got a girlfriend?
Yeah, but he's bringing you there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
colleagues
positive.
Know.
That's a green
that's
flag.
That's a good sign. So it's something we've been doing for about a year now, going on the Saturdays.
Solid.
As we both love our fitness and we get to push each other hard during workouts and spend aww. Quality time together.
Oh, that's lovely. I love
that. Yeah, babe, should we grab a protein shake after your yeah. pre-workout?
I see this really cute that. Couple at the gym and they aww. Always work out together.
That's
and it's
lovely.
He like trains hard and I'm aww, like, oh, that's just so nice. Cute. I love that.
Although recently he's been working out. Okay, here we go. Mm. Although recently he's been working out with another girl. Mostly on the weekdays when I'm working. So what, another fitness girl. Okay, this girl, let's call her Sarah, has also been texting him a lot on Instagram.
Oh.
Ooh. I know this because he leaves his Instagram account logged in on his iPad. God.
Okay.
I also leave my account logged in, which he would see. I must admit, I've been reading the text between the both of them.
Of course you have. So and you all, should. Go on.
Absolutely.
I would do the same.
Although there's a lot of talk about specific workouts they'll be doing with each other. Okay, so this is his workout partner.
How did we get here?
I'm like, find a guy.
Find a guy. But you can
but
do
listen,
the, I
but
know.
Then these two.
I know.
They're sharing a love
common
of,
ground.
They're sharing a love of building the muscles. You know, and they're
it's
bonding
nice having
over.
A gym partner. It's good yeah. motivation to have someone you're meeting there.
Someone you can go
holding
the
you accountable.
With. You're at work, babe.
Yeah, you're not around.
He's had to find. Oh, woo. Mm. Okay.
Can't you buy him a pair of headphones so he just trains on his own?
I know. I just be like, excuse me. Changed shit. Okay, so I've been reading the text between both of them, and although there's a lot of talk about specific workouts they'll be doing with each other, they both reply to each other's stories.
Well, they're friends.
They're friends. Mm. Of course. I even saw a message of him asking her how one of her exams went. As she's at uni. Look, they're friends.
Okay, that's allowed.
If Sophia had an exam, I'd say, how was your exam?
Right.
You know, I think they're on the weekday. She's like, I've got an exam tomorrow. Saying, well, good luck.
I'm a bit stressed. I'm not going to come training because I've got my exam.
Yeah, and he's
that's
just
fair.
Said, how was the exam?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, it's a, that's you know, fair. They're not working out in mute, are they, with each other? They're talking
they're having...
about their lives. What's going on with you today? I'm revising.
I'd like to think you've come up in conversation.
Same.
Oh, my girlfriend, you know, same. We're going to do this. And
same. On the weekends, me and my girlfriend, we do cardio at the weekends.
Yeah.
I've been doing for that for about a year now.
Maybe this girl's got a boyfriend, you know?
Exactly. Right. Let's just see. Where did they meet?
At the gym.
At
he works
gym.
There.
Of course. Well done, Zabir. I have also seen messages of general banter between them both. Friends have banter. Look, friends can have a laugh too, all right? I have seen they have been texting each other most days for about 3 weeks now. Oh, you're monitoring this.
Hell,
I would say
it's quite intense communication.
And
that.
I have been reading the messages the entire time.
Good.
At least you're seeing what's going on.
Yes.
Okay, eventually I couldn't hide that I knew any longer and got upset and told him I was reading the messages.
Oh.
And asked him, why have you been texting Sarah so much?
Oh, okay.
And he says, because she's my friend. Oh, fuck. Sarah isn't one of Brian's clients, just someone who goes to the same gym as them.
Right.
As us, she said. Okay, so they've
just
become mates on the squat rack.
Yeah, he's there all the time. It's where he works.
She's there all the time. She clearly works out at a
they're
time.
They're familiar faces.
Yeah. She's working at a time that he likes to work out. Mm. It's easy to
I can see how that's happened.
Synergy? Is that the word? Synergy that.
There's synergy there.
Okay.
Not sure if that's the right
use of I in a told sentence. Him I do not have any male friends that I text that much. To which he replied, it's beneficial for me to be friends with her because she has connections in the fitness community.
Okay.
Listen, he's giving good points. It's kind of hard to argue. Look, she's in the fitness industry. It's, you know, she's
baby. A, you know, I'm trying to elevate my fitness profile.
Yeah, you
she's
know,
a
she's
really
a
good
fitness
networking.
Girl. Mm. You know, she's actually competing at this event. I don't know. He also said that Sarah suggested that he should work for a fitness company she works with.
Oh, that's convenient.
She's scouting him. Mm. She's scouting him for
she's
work.
A headhunter.
But look, it's business.
Yes.
We're all working in fitness. Mm. Come to my fitness
company. We're networking.
We're networking. you know, whatever. If it's professional, it's professional. Mm. It's just whether he's being purely honest about both of their intentions.
I think what happens here is because you're not there witnessing it, your imagination and mine exactly the same
run
fucking wild. Absolutely. Right?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you were there to witness it, I'd like to think you'd be put at ease.
Yeah.
You think, oh, this is not why. Oh,
this is just a pair of buddies.
Yeah, oh, you two crack the fuck on. I'm going back home to sit on the sofa.
Right. Like,
you know, I can leave you to it. You know, like, it's the not seeing it and not being there.
And it being
that
on social media.
Your mind then
escape you. Mm, and you're thinking, oh my God, you bit. Know, the pheromones in the air at the gym and, you know, he's, you know... what do they do?
Spotting each other
her when she's squatting. Don't they get right behind her and squat as they squat? You know, you're picturing all that shit.
You're picturing all of it.
Or you're thinking he's, you know, treating her at the gym how he treats you at the gym.
Yes.
And you're comparing it. But I go to the gym with him on a Saturday and now he's with her. You know, it's
also like seeing your boyfriend build up
a new friendship
with a female, and it's a strong bond. Like these workout buddies, it's a different
5 days a week.
Yeah, it's an intense relationship, and you're pushing each other, like you're motivating each other, like it's quite a bond.
You're helping each other grow.
Yes, you're bettering yourself. Yeah, you know, like it's quite a connection.
It is,
and you're sitting. You've got front row seats to that. It's probably quite tough.
Well, you're sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Jeez. Right. Okay. So,
because you almost think, you know, I want to be doing that with you. I want us to be doing that.
Because if you weren't working, you would be.
Or if your partner went to the gym in the evening. Oh,
yeah,
I don't know.
If he worked out at 8 p.m.
Well, if he wasn't a PT and he had a different job and then you could both go to the gym together. And,
And it's different because it's not an existing friend he's had from before.
Yeah, it's new.
It's a new person. It's like, well, if I wasn't in the picture, would you have taken her on a date?
Right. Would this have gone to a different level?
Do you find her attractive? You know, like if I was in the picture, would you have slept with her? Would you be pursuing her?
Fuck,
you know. Okay, so la la la, but
also sorry before I know we've not finished it yet, but like you just quickly said, you've not got male friends that you have that same relationship with. It becomes even harder for you to relate, empathize, you know, understand this situation, because you think, well, I've not got that. You know, if you had a guy friend who you trained with and you worked out with, you probably wouldn't be concerned because, oh yeah, well, I'm do that with my, you know, you can relate. You can't relate to this at all because you think, well, I've got no male friends
that I fucking see 5 days a week.
No, training with.
Yeah. Right, so, but he lied to me previously one Saturday when he said he was training with a group of people, but it turned out to be only with Sarah.
Oh, it's all come crumbling down.
If it was so platonic...
Oh, that's a shame.
Because if it was so purely platonic, you would tell me you were just working out with Sarah.
Because don't you go on a Saturday? So was it that you can't go because I'm training with a group?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
shot himself in the basket now. I know this because I went to the gym that day too and saw it. And it was just the both of them. I did a workout class where they both worked out together.
Did he not see you there?
So now they're spending their Saturdays together. That's the one thing we had.
That's your slot.
And she's replaced me because what, you can't say no to her? What, she said, can we do a workout Saturday? You can't say no to her. You'd rather let me down. Mm. You'd rather let me down.
Shit.
Oh! Oh. Isn't that just disgusting?
Right.
That makes the blood boil.
La, la, la.
I made a point to introduce myself to her this
good
day.
Good for you. Here we go. Yes!
As Brian's girlfriend.
Woo!
I love that.
Well done.
Hi, babe. I'm Brian's girlfriend. So you're she right. knows. Hi, babe. Yeah, see you at home.
Yeah,
last night see was you at so home. Fun.
What should we do tonight? What you want for dinner?
Yeah.
Do you want to make that thing you really love?
Thing that you love.
What about some dessert?
Right.
And she's like, oh, I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
See you when you get home.
Yeah.
Mm. I love that.
Well done.
Insert yourself.
I bet he probably shat himself.
Yes.
Because he did not
worlds
know.
Worlds colliding.
Exactly. He did not know that you would be there.
Maybe had your best leggings on.
So she knows he's in a relationship. Good for you. I have also seen messages where he said he would be ordering some gym accessories online and that he would get some for her too. Oh, so now you're buying her shit.
So you're gifting, you're giving her presents now.
So you're buying her fucking wrist straps and
booty bands.
Yes. And a new protein water bottle. Shaker.
Fuck. Right.
A little sweatband.
Mm.
Imagine you got some like new little booty
shorts.
What's
it next? Lingerie? Fucking hell.
Lingerie. Fuck off. Fuck off. Some little leggings with the scrunch up the ass. Thought they would look good on you. Excuse you.
Excuse me.
Excuse you. Hmm. Whoa. Okay. So listen, the buy-in shit. Okay. Admittedly, we've got a long way to go.
Right. Okay.
Admittedly, they are both the two fittest people in the gym. Okay. So she's obviously ripped. He's ripped. They love building the muscles.
There's a connection
yeah,
there.
Okay. And plan on competing in fitness events next year. Okay, they take this serious. Okay. This is serious business. Yeah. That's why I'm like, this could just strictly be business. Mm. So Brian told me it's good for them to work out together because they push each other.
It is. Can't fight that.
And they push each other hard.
And you're working towards the same goal. You've got competitions coming up. You've got weight that needs to be lifted.
You've
like,
got to shred that. Shred those abs.
There's certain competitions.
Build
yeah.
those lats. Make sure every muscle is looking perfect on that back. Mm. Haven't you?
Mm.
I don't want to hold him back from reaching his potential because he deserves to do well. But is it at my expense?
Ooh.
After I expressed how I feel, I removed his account from my iPad as it was only driving myself crazy. So oh, she thought, look, I need to let this go. And either just like trust him or whatever.
Very mature. Well
yeah, it was
done.
Driving me crazy reading every single message between the two of them. Mm. Also, when I confronted him, he said he would stop working out with her if it made me upset.
Aww. Oh,
well then. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, if you insist. Thank you. Oh, okay. So he's not like fighting back. He's saying, look, if you're upset, I will let go of Sarah.
But also, but then it's he can say that. I don't want to think badly of him, but he can say that very easily because this is his place of work. He's there all the fucking time and you're not there. How would you know?
Now you've taken his fucking Instagram off your iPad.
Yeah, you're not
going
to know.
Now you're really not going to know unless you just have to turn up all the time.
He could say to you, yeah, I'll stop that just to, you know, shut you up essentially, chill things out at home, get you off of his back.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when he's at the gym and he's there and he's doing whatever and she walks in, what's he going to do? Turn around and not talk to her? Of course he's not. He's gonna go over, say hi.
How's your exam?
Yeah,
you're looking good. Yeah. You're looking good.
Yeah, you can't stop
that. Your shape's looking really good.
Mm.
Have you been working on your biceps?
Doing a lot of squats recently.
That, you know, you're pumping those gluteos.
It's gluteus maximus.
Fantastic. Those quads are looking amazing. Do you mind if I touch that? That is rock solid. He was like, okay.
How's that water bottle treating you that I bought you?
Yeah, it's good enough. I was going to get one for my girlfriend, but I thought I'd get you one instead. Do you know what I mean? You don't know what's going on. He also said that he didn't tell me that he was working out with her because he knew it would make me mad.
Right. Mistake number one.
Exactly. So I suggested working out with some male friends instead. Or even with her in a group of friends.
Okay.
I suggested working out with some male friends instead or even with her in a group setting, which got shut down as he told me his male friends were never free when he is.
I want Brian to do well in his competitions, as he's been working very hard on his physique. But I can't help but feel uncomfortable. Listen, your gut intuition is always right. This situation does not sit well with you. Your gut, you know, no matter what he says, your intuition is always telling you that what you need to see.
Is that just immature of us?
I don't know, but it's, but you're never wrong. I feel like you're just never wrong. Like, he was hiding it from you. He knew you were going to get mad. It's like, well, no shit. Now I'm getting even madder because you're hiding it from me. So it's like, you think she's attractive? Like, would you rather be with a girl who's a gym girl? I'm not really a gym girl. I like working out, but I'm not competing. You know, it's like, there's all these little things.
The thing is, they have a shared interest that you don't have. And they are connecting and bonding and,
so
on
it's scary.
Something that you can't really relate to, that you're not interested in.
Yeah.
They've got this intense hobby and you that they share, right?
That you are not a part of. You know, he's not buying you the gym accessories because you're not competing in the gym. You know, you're not doing the going to the cut. He's not.
Right.
You know, so it's like.
So you're almost feeling like she's got one up on you,
because
which isn't the case,
lovely...
and it's not, but I know how your mind would take you to that place,
right? And then it's just like, if they're doing this for another 6 months, are you gonna fall in love with her? You know what I mean? Is she falling in love with you? Who knows, you know. Since having the conversation with Brian about how I am feeling, I have seen Instagram messages from Sarah pop up on Brian's phone, so they are still communicating regularly. And he's not even trying to hide it. Well, that's kind of good that he's not trying to hide it, because it's like, she's just a mate.
It's just public knowledge.
Brian and I have been in a relationship for 6 years.
Oh, wow. Come on.
And have never found ourselves in a situation like this, and are usually such a strong couple. What do I do? That's it. It's finished. Listen, if he's going to cheat on you with her, let him be his guest. Do you know what I mean? It's that same thing. Like, you have told him you feel uncomfortable. You've suggested, is there any males you can work out with? You know,
when he said, I can work out on my own, did you say yes?
I know.
Because if he's offered, which is not real, it's not going to happen. It's not realistic.
But then it's the whole, but then it's, if it's making you uncomfortable, do what is necessary to keep me happy. But I think because you're worrying about something that you don't really have hard evidence of.
No.
Of him.
No.
Being inappropriate with her. Yes, he's bought her the gym accessories. And,
yeah, it's all pretty platonic.
It's all pretty platonic from where we are.
It's our imagination
that's running
all
wild.
Three of us here.
All of us.
Me and Chintz.
Yeah.
It's our imaginations that are building this up to be something that it potentially just isn't.
Right,
because
it's a gym mate.
Yeah,
she's just got a vagina and tits. All right, and juicy lips and blonde, luscious hair.
I think what I would do if I found myself in this situation is exude self confidence.
Yeah, self.
I'm not intimidated by this girl. She's not a threat to me. I back myself. I back our relationship. I'm a fantastic girlfriend. We've got 6 years of history.
You're lucky.
This girl has not got 6 years of history. Like, I'm the romantic one in your life. This is not talk to yourself in that way, that boosts yourself up rather than letting
build your ego.
Go. And yeah, I love the fact that when they were together, you walked over. Hi, yeah,
same.
Brian's girlfriend. Love
confidence.
That. Let's have a bit more of that. Have a bit more of that energy. Because at the end of the day, like, this essentially is a platonic situation that it makes you uncomfortable because you've not experienced it before. You can't relate to this yourself because you've not got a male, you know, intense relationship about the whatever. So you can't really... You struggle to reason
and
with it,
if,
I suppose.
At the end of the day, he does not see that and cheats on you, so be it. Let him go. He did not see your worth. He, you know, please, that's just the course of your life that's going to happen. He's going to whatever, and let him go. But exude the confidence and just let it shine through.
And I think you've got to back, you guys have been together for 6 years. And, you know, this time in 6 months, this girl might not be in the picture. Yes. You know, she might move. She might get a boyfriend who takes her somewhere else. She might change gyms. Like, listen, there are so many. This girl, I doubt, is going to be in your life forever. And, I mean, guys and girls, there is platonic friendships there. Absolutely. Yeah. We just got to be mature and we've got to accept it. And you're seeing it blossom in front of your eyes. And it's like you feel a bit of, you feel a bit threatened. It's testing you a little bit, which I think is natural and normal. I think would happen to most of us.
Some test is good.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll make you guys stronger as a couple.
And I think your boyfriend just needs to give you the reassurance that, oh no, I would never want to be with her. Yeah. Like, no. Like, she's just a gym. Like, that.
Be confident about it. You know, when he gets home from the gym, ask about her.
How was it?
You know.
How's she doing?
Try and turn the tables a bit. Try it for a couple of months. See how it goes. And you should be feeling better about the situation.
I wouldn't personally keep saying to your boyfriend about how much you hate this situation. I wouldn't really express to him anymore about how this makes you feel upset,
resenting you,
anxious. Because now then he's going to go to the gym to think, I've got to escape my fucking girlfriend, she's doing my head in. And now I'm going to this girl at the gym who now is even looks more appealing because she's so chill and we've got this thing in common. You need to be the super chill, super confident, super sexy girlfriend at home.
Yeah.
Who just is not threatened in any way by this. Because you shouldn't be. There's no reason to be threatened. It's more just your mind making it something that hopefully it's not.
Yeah. And if it is, good riddance.
Good riddance.
Do you know what I mean? He can't control himself in the gym. Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell. Can't control himself in the supermarket.
Right.
Get a grip.
Get a grip.
You get know? A life.
Get a life and get a grip. Right? And I'll still be showing up to that gym.
Yes.
With my leg in, with the scrunch up in their ass.
My little crop top.
And I'll flirt with guys in front of you.
Absolutely.
I'll kiss my gym, you know, that guy in the gym. I'll kiss your colleague.
Watch me.
I'll kiss your colleague in front of you. You know, shit like that, you know, then just, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Get one of his colleagues what do they call it again?
What? Spot you.
Spot you when I'm squatting right in front of your face. My ass, just, you know, just
and
squatting
start
down.
Talking so highly of him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just so great. He's just the best trainer ever.
Yes. Give him a bit of taste of his own medicine. Mm. You know who I'd love to work out with?
Yeah.
Your colleague, Brian. God. Isn't he just, his physique.
He just looks like he knows his way around the gym.
His physique is fantastic. I'd love a bit of that.
Yeah.
If he could teach me, you know, might have some sessions with him.
Might book in. On your days off, so you're not there.
Yeah. When are you not there? I'll do it when you're not around. Whoa. His mind is going to, he's going to start getting super paranoid.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Me and, we went into the steam room after our workout.
Swim.
He told me, and a swim. He told me, you know, a steam room after the weights is really good,
for the
muscles. So we did it together. He's a lovely guy, isn't he? He's delightful, isn't he? He's so funny.
He's just the best.
He'd be a good boyfriend, don't you think?
I wonder if his girlfriend's like.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's got a girlfriend.
Do you know if he's single?
Oh, God, just kidding. Just kidding.
I'm actually going to work out with him on Sunday, if you don't mind. He's told me he's got a new plan I should try out. He actually wrote me my own plan.
Cheated on my partner and enjoyed it.
Woohoo!
Gosh, it's wild. A wild start to the 2023
Wild start.
Era.
Did you do this in one of the Christmas parties? You know,
I've been with my boyfriend for just over a year now.
Okay.
God, so it's still honeymoon. And he still is wonderful.
Fresh. Okay.
We have such a beautiful relationship. Hmm. Not anymore. And I love him so much. For reference, we are both in our early 20s. I met him at university as we both did the same course and have since moved out and started full-time work.
Good for you guys.
However, while visiting my hometown up north during the holidays, I've done something bad.
Was it an explain?
I have a large group of friends back home and happen to have a history with one of them. We had a fling a while ago, which went on much longer than it should have. This ended a couple of years ago due to wanting to remain friends as it was starting to get complicated. Mm-hmm. I know he is bad news. Nothing had happened between us in years, and I've seen him multiple times since, being in a relationship, and it's all fine.
Yeah.
Although I can't deny there is a bit of an underlying tension because of the past.
I bet there is.
My boyfriend is aware of the history.
Okay.
But knows I will remain friends, as I would never want to ditch my close friends for the sake of a relationship.
Yep.
To cut to the chase, after a night out, I ended up sleeping with
Stop
him.
Stop it, girl. Wow, okay.
Wow, you went all the way.
So just the tension was just too much.
The holiday
the
season.
The history, you know, the remembering the good times. Mm,
bit of liquid courage.
Bit of liquid courage. Sweet nothings in your ear, and all of a sudden, you're sleeping together. Wow.
The problem is, I really enjoyed it. In capitals, she's put that.
Shit.
And it made me miss all the fun times we used to have.
So why did... I wonder why those two broke down.
Well, they said that it was making the friendship complicated. So they were friends. They entertained the sexier side of
life. And they thought,
let's
just nip this in the bud.
Yeah. And he's a bit of a bad boy. It's bad news, she said.
Yeah. So it was a bitter forbidden fruit.
Forbidden fruit.
Completely. Absolutely. And it always tastes sweetener. Sweeter, doesn't it? That's what they say.
It made me realize I am so attracted to him. Stop. And got caught up in the excitement. I impulsively made the decision.
And also, listen, it's exciting for him as well. Because he's like, you've got a boyfriend and you still want me.
Yes.
And you're going to let me.
You're willing to risk your whole relationship
so that is
for
so,
one night with
that's
me.
That's so erotic for him. Mm. And then it's you're in a relationship. It's all very
dangerous.
Erotic.
I, of course, am attracted to my boyfriend and I love him and I would never want to jeopardize it.
Well, you just did.
You just did, darling.
But
However, I am worried that I now have no self-control with the past fling and I could easily do it again.
Well, yeah, because how's your boyfriend going to know? It's back in your hometown.
Mm. Two different worlds.
Unless, exactly, it's crossed, two different worlds.
Paths aren't crossing. We are genuinely close friends and it's so easy to cross that boundary, but I never expected to cross a line whilst I'm with somebody else.
Right. So it's out of character for you and you're kind of like, what does this mean?
My dilemma. You know? I feel so conflicted because I know I need to focus on my relationship and I cannot let this happen again. But I worry that if he did try again, I would be so easily tempted. I'm also concerned that now I seem so available to this guy and it's given him satisfaction that I would still let myself hook up with him even while I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. When we were involved prior, it did get to an unhealthy point and made me feel quite shit for a while. Mm-hmm. But we both care for each other and still want to be in each other's lives. I never thought I'd cheat. It feels very out of character for me and out of line with my values, especially because cheating is what caused my parents' divorce and I witnessed the aftermath firsthand. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know if this is a sign that my life is on the wrong track or whether I just made an impulsive mistake. I don't know if part of me misses the uncertainty, excitement of a bit of a toxic fling, as this is my first long-term relationship and I feel like I'm self-sabotaging. Now that I have it, it almost feels too settled and I think I may be freaking out. So now you've got this stable, healthy relationship. You're feeling a bit too like, is this boring? Is this
bit too stable? Mm. And especially because now you're just past that year mark. It's not as exciting as it was in the first few months.
It's simmering down.
It's starting to really
It's feeling
settle.
Safe.
Yeah, it's feeling safe and secure and
comfortable.
And comfortable. And yeah, it's not that exciting right now because I'm just seeing you on a Sunday, you know. And
I don't know what to do and I don't even know what I feel about the whole situation. I know I don't want to end my relationship, but at the same time, I am ashamed to say it felt really good and I can't ignore that. I feel like this may be a case of immaturity, not wanting to grow up or the uncertainty of my future. But I really do love my partner and I would never want to hurt him or ruin what we have. Oh, just put please don't judge. We don't judge.
No, not at all. Listen, I can see how this so can easily happen.
This could happen to anyone
of us.
You know,
it's your first relationship. This guy is, from your
thing.
Past.
Yeah.
And you had a good thing with him. Yes, it was a bit, you know, unsure and a bit toxic, but you had some in and then you're seeing him again.
You've got those exciting memories and you kind of wanted to delve back into
you know,
and
it's
spice
hard
things
to,
up.
Right. I totally understand. And because you're also in that point, you're probably, you didn't realize it, but I bet you were in a point in your relationship where you're like, so is this it then?
I think so.
This is my first relationship. So like, is this it? Like, am I going to be with this guy for 5 years now? Mm. Like, or are we going to break up? Mm. And am I going to get back onto
that
being,
crossroad?
Back to
point.
What I know, being single, you know? And you probably reached that crossroad and was like, ah, and then this opportunity
arose,
presented itself, and you were like, fuck it. I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to have some fun. Mm. And you know,
here we are.
And here we are. So what does it mean?
I think it means that
you're not quite ready for this relationship.
You're not ready to be in a relationship, yeah. I think.
As much as you love him and see he's a great guy and adore him, sometimes that's not enough. Like,
it's not enough.
He's clearly not satisfying you enough. He's not exciting enough for you.
It's just that it's not even on him. It's just that you're not in a place right now where you want to be, you know, having cozy nights right. in and having that relationship, you know, kind of era.
It's not
where
right
you're
now.
Just it's just the two of you and it's yeah. all just, you know, you're in a bit more of a, I want to be going out, I want to be chatting to people, mm. I want people to look at me and think, oh my god, she's, you know, I want to be,
I want
like
more excitement back,
yeah,
you know,
I want to feel young and available, and I want to be a bit wild, and I want to sleep with people, and I want to flirt with people, mm. and you'll just have it in that time of life, and it maybe it's just yeah. not the time for you to be in a relationship.
And sometimes it's, you know, just not the right timing for two people,
yeah,
like, and this might just be one of those situations. Like, he's a great guy, mm. he's a great boyfriend, he's lovely, he treats me amazing, but
you've had it for a year,
right,
and
right,
you're
now,
kind of done with it.
I don't really want that anymore. I want to experience something else, and that is okay.
And being able to do what I want, it's, and you know,
and it's okay to have love and respect for someone, but not want to be with them.
Yeah.
All right. So don't.
Those
feel,
two things can go in the
right,
same sentence.
So don't feel guilty about not wanting to be with this guy, even though he's a great guy. Mm. You know, because there's a lot of guilt with that when it's out. But he's lovely, and
he's not done anything wrong.
He's not done anything wrong. And he treats me great, and he, you know, la la la. Mm. But it's okay to want to break up with a guy like that. It's literally fine.
Yeah.
So I feel like this might just be your subconscious telling you that it's not...
You're on
the wrong path, and you need to just
change
let
course.
This guy go and just go on a new journey and
be
start
single.
A new chapter.
Be single. Have fun.
Start
go and
chapter.
Do what you want to do. You're not going to feel guilty about yeah. other people's emotions.
Right.
Just be a free agent and
yeah.
and do what
and
you
I
want.
And I think if your boyfriend ever found out that you did this anyway...
It would probably be over.
It is very hard to come back from, you know, a partner cheating and then keeping it a secret.
Especially after only a year. There's
right.
not that much history.
It's quite hard. Mm. So like, and listen, the truth always comes out. I just feel like, you know, as long as you try to keep it a secret, he would probably, I don't know. It's very hard to keep secrets like that. And also your guilty conscience would just be mm. eaten away.
Even if
you
stuck with him, I don't think the relationship would be the same. Because
no.
you're going to have a lot of guilt. You're going to be thinking about this other guy
about
again.
A lot of things.
Yeah, you're going to be a bit anxious thinking, oh my
it's
God, what if
same.
He found out? Do I need to tell him? It's not going to be the same as it was.
As
that's
as
fine.
You would want to try for mm. it to be the same as it was. I don't think it could be.
Yeah. You know, I think you're just not ready. I don't think
yeah.
you really want to be in a relationship right now.
Yeah, look,
and
take
that's totally
this experience.
Fine.
Look, you've had your first relationship; it was a great one.
You
had
a
great year.
Yeah.
You've had a, you know, you've experienced your first relationship. Fantastic. Mm. You've cheated on him. Whatever. Most people, you know, make mistakes like that in their lives. Whatever it is, what it is. And you've learned something
we
new
move
about
forward.
Yourself. We move forward.
Because ultimately, you shouldn't be cheating on your partner and reflecting afterwards thinking that was fucking great. I could easily do that again.
Right.
You cheat on your partner and it should be, shit, what the
debilitating
fuck have I done? I've made
guilt.
A huge mistake.
Yeah.
I could never do that, you know.
Yeah.
The energy that you've got
is different
to that. So I just think it's not the time for you to be in a relationship. Be single. Enjoy yourself. Go and have fun.
I would take
learn from this and we move forward.
Time for yourself. I wouldn't sleep with this toxic guy again.
I wouldn't
just because
keep going back to him.
You said that towards the end it was getting a bit toxic. You weren't feeling your best. And it will only just get back to that place where mm-hmm. you don't feel 100% confident or, you know. And I think take some time to just be on your own. Try, you know,
go on some dates with the people.
Go on some dates with other people. Explore some new people.
Yeah,
because all you've known right now is this toxic guy and your boyfriend. So try and meet some new people. It will
get
open
some
your
more
mind.
Experiences in the bank.
New,
it'll give you some better perspective.
New people, new experiences
on who you're suited to and who you're
yes.
not, and what you need and what you don't want.
What you need and what you don't need. Obviously, yeah. You've learned a lot from this situation, and that's just what life is about. It's about fucking making mistakes and learning from it and just growing and
moving forward.
Moving forward, and it's all about just gaining all that experience so that you can be a wise old lady.
A wise old lady.
It's true, though. Right, so
last dilemma.
Lord have Whew. Mercy on us.
God, we've been through it this week, I feel like.
Boyfriends said other women have better bodies than me. Now you can fuck off. He's in the bin. right?
I want to know, world would you think that's a good thing to say?
What planet was he on that he thought that that should come out of his mouth and he should communicate that to you? You shouldn't even be thinking that.
No.
It's literally horrendous. I should be the most perfect being. You should
crafted
look at me,
by God.
But you should look at me and think I've got no flaws because you're so in love with me.
And I'm fantastic.
And I'm literally
the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. So the fact that you're even thinking that, let alone saying it to me.
Don't compare me to other women.
Don't compare me to other women. Absolutely not.
Hello, girls.
He needs to actually fuck off. I hope you dumped him, but let's read this.
Imagine if you said that. God, I wish you looked like him. Oh,
excuse me. It's just nasty. It's just nasty. Like, not even, is that a funny joke?
No.
You know, it's like, well, there's obviously some truth to that. You know, I wish your tits looked like that. Excuse you? Excuse you?
Oh, wow.
Excuse me? Wish you had an ass like that.
Huh?
What? Ouch.
In what world?
In what world is that acceptable? Right. So here's my dilemma. Last week, my boyfriend, we're 20 and 19. He's 20. I'm 19. So he should be the more mature one.
Mm-hmm.
But they say
men mature later.
Men are 3 years behind.
Till they're 32, apparently, or 35, is it? They're not fully mature.
So really, he's got a long still way to got go. The maturity of a 17-year-old boy. Makes a lot of sense. So we've been dating for about 1 year now.
Shit.
So picture this. We're laying in bed. And we were just joking about how I'm going to start an OnlyFans.
Okay.
This was only a joke, which we both knew because it's not like me.
Yes.
But he seriously said, well, you wouldn't make any money. Excuse you. Well, you're fucking with me.
Ow. Ouch. I'd hope you'd subscribe.
Excuse you.
Ouch.
What do you...
That's quite cutting, actually.
I'd make a lot of money, actually. I'd make a lot of fucking
I'd make
money.
Bank,
I'd make more money than you would ever make.
Here, hold my phone.
Hold my phone. And I'll show you what.
Get the ring light.
Get that ring light out. Pass me that bra and those knickers. Right.
Shit. That's a really mean thing
nasty,
to say.
Nasty. Just
well,
nasty.
Well, you wouldn't make any money.
Very immature. He's not a man.
I mean, maybe if this is real banter and we're laughing our asses off and this is funny and it's quick wit and you have that relationship where you jab at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that. But obviously from the tone of your email, this is not the nature of your relationship.
Yeah, I could see, you wouldn't make any money. Yeah, all right.
I could probably say that and it would be funny.
Yeah.
But obviously
there's some sort of
this wasn't the tone of the conversation
from him. I was confused, so yeah, it wasn't a banter. I was confused. I replied, why wouldn't I, bitch?
Yeah,
you motherfucker. I'm a lot of people's type.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, am I not your fucking type? I'm in this bed with you here tonight. We've been together for a year. So whose type am I? Because you because I'm your girlfriend. Obviously your type. Right. Sorry. He then says something so hurtful and damaging to me that I'm still wrapping my head around. He tells me that there are women with better assets out there. They just have better bodies. I don't know who he thinks he is, but he needs to actually fuck off. It's literally disgusting. How dare he say such a thing?
As he could have just left it at the you wouldn't make any money.
He should have just laughed it off after
that. He could have just laughed that I'm only joking, you're gorgeous.
I'm only joking, you'd make millions.
Yeah. We could retire on you.
Yeah. We could, on those tits, we could make a fortune. We could buy multiple mansions all across the globe with those tits. You know, just like.
He could have gone
take
that
it,
way.
Let's go that way.
Yes.
Build me up.
Let's not
Don't
continue.
Say, oh, well, there are women with better assets, you know, better bodies than you. That's all relative.
We didn't need to go on that tone.
No, I've got a great body.
He's an idiot.
I've got a great body, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't know what bodies you're thinking of, but I've got a great body, so. I was literally in shock. My jaw was literally on the floor and I started to cry on the spot.
Oh my God.
I instantly told him that was such a mean thing to say and how because I'm his girlfriend, I should be the most beautiful girl in the world to
Amen.
Him. Absolutely. And you should never accept anything less.
No.
So I hope you dumped him on that spot. I hope you burst into tears and
you should have walked
out my bed. Take your shit and go. I'm going to burn it. I should be the most beautiful girl in the world to him. Yeah. He told me that neither of us was delusional or stupid. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Oh my gosh.
What, saying that Oh, don't like, be delusional.
We're not deluded.
Fuck off!
We're right-minded people.
Fuck off!
Fucking hell.
Fuck off. Is he, like, all right?
Is he... Do you know what I think this is?
Is he just, like...
Just off the bat, wait, what I think
more,
this is.
See, second. Then he says, which I think... So he said, don't be naive. Of course there are women hotter than you.
Fuck off. Wait, I think this is a super insecure guy.
So insecure.
Who knows that he's punching.
So insecure.
And is a little bit threatened so by insecure. The attention that you get, yeah. by the guys that you could yeah. get. There are guys out there that he probably is
by
intimidated
by. By the possibility
by.
Of you hopping on OnlyFans.
Yes.
He's so scared that
I
you're going to do that.
I think he's intimidated. And I think he is insecure.
Very insecure.
And
he's a
child. Pushing that onto you yeah. and trying to make you feel, trying to shrink you so you feel insecure.
That's
and feel
what...
like you're, I could only be with him. He's the best guy I could ever get. He is, he knows you're above, he knows he's yeah. punching.
That's what toxic men do.
Yeah,
they
it
want
is.
You to, they want to shrink you down to a ball of nothing so that you are so,
so that you
so
think.
That you've got no, so you think there's nothing about you. And that, so,
so
it's got
you've
you
got
trapped.
No self-esteem yeah. and you think you couldn't get it, you know,
yeah.
this is the best I can get. I'm never going to leave him because no one yeah. else would be.
Because he's also the type of guy who would say, don't wear that.
Yeah.
Why are you showing, why are you wearing that such a low cut fucking top tonight? Change.
Yeah. yeah.
Same insecure. Energy. Insecure. Doesn't want you. What?
Mm.
Fuck off.
Wow.
I started crying and he didn't say sorry or see a problem with what he had said at all.
Fucking hell.
I tried
insecure.
To talk about it with him, but he said the situation was dumb. Oh yeah, of course it is.
Wow.
Idiot. So he clearly has no concern for how his words hurt me, even though I clearly voiced them to him. He's got no... he's so immature. So immature. He's like a child.
Mm, I think he's threatened by you.
Very, very just insecure, man.
Mm.
So girls. So he texted me the next morning to say sorry and went on a huge thing about how he shouldn't compare women's bodies and how one isn't less beautiful than the other. Deep down,
it's
I don't...
a bit late for that.
That should
bit
be
late.
Ingrained in your brain.
That
why did already,
it take you the whole yeah, night to think of that?
You know, you shouldn't be commenting on any woman's body, you know,
let alone
your own girlfriend.
Your own girlfriend.
Yeah. Shouldn't be talking about anyone's body.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down, I don't accept his apology because I know he stands by what he said. Ooh.
Mm.
But he is only sorry that I am mad at him. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I move forward with him from here? You've got to break up with him.
Is
this
losses.
A sackable offense?
Yes.
Absolutely. How do I tell him that I don't accept his apology?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't try to mend it, do I leave? Yeah.
yeah
don't
I
even
so.
Let him. I'm sorry. He does not even deserve a chance.
I think it's
he deserves
really...
to see you go. That he deserves to
and
see the best thing to ever happen. To him, to just walk away from him. You know what I mean? He deserves that. I feel so used and deeply damaged because of what he said to me. I'm a mid-sized girl and my body is always a sensitive point for me, which he knows.
Oh God,
and he
even
knows
more
that.
So.
So the cheek of
the
him.
The fact that he knows that
that
you,
would hit.
Yeah.
What were you trying to do?
Mm.
You don't love me.
Bring you down.
It's not a man.
Bring you down.
It's not a man who loves that.
No.
He's a child. No. It took me a very long time to get comfortable with him in bed. And now I feel as though that trust has been destroyed.
Oh, what a fucking prick. That adds a whole new light.
Yeah, to make it worse, he told me this right after he did the deed. Oh my God. And I was still naked. So I felt so vulnerable.
Oh
disgusting.
My God. No,
disgusting.
Absolutely not. There are
Listen,
plenty of men yeah. on this planet that wouldn't dream of saying anything
and
of that nature.
But also that would make you feel so confident and
no.
uplift you and tell you continually how sexy and beautiful and gorgeous you
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Because you are. And the fact that he can't see that his own his own girlfriend's
beauty.
Well,
I think he does see that. And I think he is insecure about it because
fucking
I think he
idiot.
Probably knows, oh yeah, well, she gets a lot of attention, you know. It makes him feel insecure.
Right.
I think it's almost I think it's a reverse thing.
Right. Well, you need to break up with him. Because you're only 19, you need to get out of there.
Mm-mm.
And I promise you...
This says a lot more than just this.
Yeah.
This speaks volumes.
It speaks volumes for him as his character, his maturity. He shouldn't be in a relationship, to be honest. He shouldn't even be allowed near any females.
Mm-mm.
At all.
I wouldn't. You don't want to be with a person
no.
like that.
And I promise you there are men out there who will appreciate and love your body and think it's the most beautiful thing in the universe.
And would never dream.
And would never even
of
dream.
Saying such a thing like that.
It wouldn't even be in their realm.
No.
It wouldn't even be in their vocabulary.
No.
To even say
Speak
such
like that.
A thing. Like, You need a mature man who's secure in himself,
who wants to lift you up.
Yeah, who's secure in having a beautiful, sexy girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know.
Wants you to go out and dress how you want.
Right.
And
this little child you're with right now.
No.
It's not
the vibe.
Not at all.
None of that in 2023, please.
Please break up with him. Please.
Onwards and upwards. You'll feel so much better for it.
Please get rid of
him. Because also a guy like that, I bet he's probably torn you down in the past. You kind of just wanted to brush it off and, you know, because he's apologized.
Right.
I could see how, I feel like this probably isn't a one-time thing from him.
Yeah.
So.
Feels like repeated behavior.
Yeah.
Because it came so naturally to him.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
So effortlessly.
So effortlessly came out of his fucking mouth.
No.
You know? So, no. Disgusting. Oh, no. No, we're not having any of that this year.
No, thank you. Moving on.
No. Baby. This is quite a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little visualize your highest self, then show up as her.
Aww. It's almost like a nice one for the girl.
Yeah.
You deserve someone who isn't okay with losing you.
There we go.
Thank you.
There
we
go.
That's the energy that we need.
There we go.
It's lots of self-love this week, guys.
Oh, we love it. Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. We will be back. Oh, we'll be back next Wednesday with more dilemmas. You can email yours to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom. Also, we are going on tour. There's a couple tickets remaining in February.
It's coming around quick.
There's a couple floating
about. We're
excited
to meet lots of you. It's going to be so fun.
Yes. So we'll see you there.
See you then.
Love you.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.